Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Joined us today. My name is Ken Page.
And I'm Dr. Nancy Nestor. Our topic for this week's show is one of our favorites. It's something that we teach in all of the workshops and in all of our courses. It's called the pineal gland, or the pineal gland, some people call it, the Hara point, and a technique that we call the living light breath.
And first of all, I guess we should say, why is that so important? You know, why is the pineal, the Hara point, and the living light breath so important?
Well, if you've listened to our shows, you know that the big thing we talk about is learning about oneness and learning about tapping into your own spiritual self so you get your own answers. And the pineal gland is the place that we begin to get
our own answers. Also, what it does is it allows you to be more sensitive but less reactive. And then some people would say, oh, that's all I need is to be more sensitive. Well, what if I said I wanted you to be 366% more sensitive? Well, most people would just say they'd scream out into the night. But what we're talking about is sensing but not feel, having the choice to feel.
And that's the technique that we call the living light breath. That's what will help you do that. So when we talk about the pineal gland or the pineal gland being so important, most people have no idea what we're even talking about. What is this thing? Where is it? How do I find it?
And the other thing we're talking about, too, and I guess most metaphysical people or people who have been in the spiritual path, they're trying to center themselves in their heart. Well, what they have, if they haven't developed the sensitivity to have a choice whether they want to think of feel or not, so they're feeling everything, and that overwhelms their nervous system. So this is a technique that will help you to develop the subtle senses before you move back into your heart.
And before we actually walk you through this technique, I guess we should tell you about the two factors that you need to concentrate on during the technique. The first is the pineal or pineal gland. Now, we really feel that that gland has some of the most valuable knowledge and information, because that's where we get information from Creator, from Source, from Mother Earth, from guides and angels, from wisdom from your higher self, and any communication that we have out of body. All of that comes through the pineal gland. If you've studied metaphysics, you have found that the silver cord, which many people say is the etheric cord that connects us to all creation and all Source, when it moves through the pineal or pineal gland into our physical body, that is the connection that it becomes what's known as the sushumna, which is the next etheric nerve that holds the chakras. So it is the gateway. It is considered a gateway from our silver cord, our connection to Source, to the information that our actual body receives.
And it's also thought that many hundreds or thousands of years ago, we had really developed that gland, and it became even larger. Now it's like a piece of sand, but we had developed it to where it became a major part of our psychic awareness. And I even think that's when our skull could have even been different or more to the back. But we stopped focusing in that place, and now the pineal has become very, very small, if not not using it at all.
The medical community and many scientists are now beginning to recognize that because the pineal or pineal gland is part of the body's endocrine system, that it contains a lot of regulatory factors for the physical body, like it transmits different cells and organs through the bloodstream. It transmits hormones. Scientists say that the pineal is the master gland or the regulator of all regulators that ensures our cellular system, our immune system, and our hormone system are working in function. And development of that gland through this breath work that we are going to teach you is very important for even your own physical health. So modern science is now catching up to what earlier Taoist wisdom and earlier information from ancient writings has talked about as far as what this small gland is into for our physical, mental, emotional, and our spiritual bodies. So it might only be a little bit bigger than, as Ken said, it could be a grain of sand or a little bit of grain of wheat. Most research has determined that it's about a quarter inch long, it's reddish-gray, and it's shaped like a cone. It's located in the middle of your brain between the right and left temporal lobes, behind and just above the pituitary gland, and it's attached to and sits over the third ventricle of your brain.
Okay, or it's 1 inch above your ears in the center of your head or between your eyes
right.
in the center of your head.
You can imagine it just by drawing a straight line from your eyebrows right back to the back of your head, then drawing another straight line above your ears and where that intersection is. That's exactly in the middle of your brain where those lines intersect is exactly where your pineal gland.
And don't worry about saying, I don't know exactly where it is. When your intention is to be in that place, that's where you'll end up being. So there's no worry that you're somewhere else you shouldn't be.
Yeah, we're just kind of giving you a ballpark of this is where your intention needs to be, is in the center of your mind. So one of the things that we have determined now is if that gland isn't physically healthy, nothing's going to work right for you. Because one of the vital things it does is it also secretes melatonin. Now, melatonin modulates and fortifies the immune system. It stabilizes the nervous system. It helps us sleep, gives us energy. It's a thyroid stimulator. It's an aphrodisiac. It's what is known as the body's main antioxidant because it's anti-cancer, anti-stress, anti-insomnia, and it protects the cells and the DNA. By regulating our day and night cycles, our actual body metabolism, melatonin is released into our bloodstream. And the pineal is the gland that produces melatonin from serotonin, which is one of the neurotransmitters of our brain cells. And as we get older, it's important that we have a balanced flow because otherwise the pineal gland will start to calcify. And as we're getting older, we're recognizing that many of the factors of anti-stress, anti-cancer, anti-aging are directly related to fortifying, developing, and having an active and healthy pineal gland.
Now, we're only just touching on a little bit of this. So if you go to the website and you look up The Way It Works, you go to page 79, The Pineal,
chapter 22.
There's page after page after page of all different kinds of scientific information. We're just kind of covering the tip of the iceberg here.
See, we're wanting you to recognize that this little gland, this little organ, it's that inner vision for your own spiritual insight. It's that ancient wisdom that can come to you, your own answers, light, consciousness, your direct link to the universal mind, all collective consciousness. All of that flows through your silver cord into your pineal gland, and then you can activate all that through your body, but all of your bodies, emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual. There's a modern-day Taoist master, Mantak Chia, and he said that when the pineal gland is opened in breathwork or meditation, it opens our consciousness to psychic powers and to heal our own body and tunes us into our own body's vibration. So that's why we say it's one of our favorite things to talk about, because it's important. It's where our higher energy systems in our body connects. So So you could say our pineal gland is our connection to all that is.
And why we're so excited about this is something we have taught and has immediate results with people. They immediately start becoming more sensitive but less reactive, meaning I can sense somebody sad, but why should I feel their sadness? That's a choice I directly decide if I want to feel it, not that it just happens to me. When you can decide everything you want to feel and not feel, you will be in complete choice of everything around you.
Now we can talk a little more about the pineal gland, or we can go into the Hara point, and I think that's the next focus. Pineal gland, we know, directly links us with our silver cord through our crown chakra to the rest of our body so that everything within us can be balanced. And an opening of this pineal gland will give us the proper polarity of the right and left hemispheres of our brain. That's another factor that's very physical in our body, but yet is also necessary for our spiritual growth. And since we are primarily interested in helping you energetically being more balanced, that's why we talk about the activation of the pineal gland.
Let's go to page 84 and go right there to the middle there where it talks about the small vortexes, the 972. Do you know where that is?
The small vortices. Oh, that was a radionic specialist named Dr. David Tansley. And in his book, Radionics and the Subtle Bodies of Man, he wrote about the pineal gland, and he said that it encompassed 972 small vortices, or vortexes. Now, a vortex is a movement of energy in a concentric area. So it's like a circle, but it's its own self-enabling and self-content vortex. So there are 972 different vortexes within the pineal gland. You can imagine what activating and opening and developing that gland will do for all of your subtle bodies, including the necessary balance that you need for your physical health.
And so it really is something that we can't emphasize enough how important it is. The main thing is we need you to get to where you don't overwhelm your nervous system, because most people now are calling us and they're completely overwhelmed and they don't know what to do to develop these senses again. The senses have overwhelmed them and they're having to shut down.
So what we've been advocating for a long time is to get away from your emotional body for a while. Now, our emotional seat of consciousness is in our third chakra, which is right beneath your breastbone and above your waist. It's that digestive system. The Chinese call it the triple burner because it not only holds digestion, but it also holds all of our emotions, and it also holds our personality self. But if it's the seat of our emotions and our heart is right above it, when we are always wanting to be in our heart, and we advocate living in your heart, then your emotions are so close. When you're beginning to feel overwhelmed by everything that's around you, your emotional body is getting so stretched, your energetic nervous system is getting overwhelmed, the best thing to do is to move away from your heart temporarily, center in your pineal, learn to activate that gland, open it, get it healthy, allow it to help you feel balanced. Open up those 972 vortexes or some 360 different subtle senses by activating that gland, and then when you're back feeling comfortable in your body again and you are, as Ken said earlier, more sensitive to what's outside you but less reactive, you'll no longer energetically run energy the way that you've ever experienced it before, because when you move to your pineal and you activate it, you become full-bodied. Your entire body is engaged with you all the time. It's not just you living in your heart and it keeps getting hurt and you open it and shut it down and open it and shut it down. We're asking you to move to your pineal and activate it and let that become a center of your awareness for a while. Then to move back into your heart later.
So what's stepping back and realigning yourself for a few weeks and then being able to step forward and really advancing and being healthy with it? But just don't think of it as you're stepping back. Just think of it as the wiring in your house, and all of a sudden it went out, and you have to get a new breaker, because a new breaker will help you with the wiring in their house, and that's all it is. You're just adjusting yourself to a lighter and more sensitive vibration to where you have a choice what to feel. You could feel everything. I'm not telling you not to feel. I'm saying you have a choice not to feel, but you can sense. By doing that, it allows you to be open. And when you're always open and you're sensing, you start to sense your higher self, creative self, God self, whatever that part of you that's open to that subtle senses.
Many of you have studied yoga or qigong or tai chi. All of the information from many of the Eastern philosophies and the ancient writings have suggested that in order for us to hold on to the one essential nature that we have, we have to cultivate the root, and the root of it is in our pineal gland. See, centering in your pineal doesn't mean that you're going to be in your head. We're not asking you to move out of your heart and get in your head so that all you're doing is logic. Absolutely not. True being in the pineal allows for a simultaneous alignment, allows you to be full-bodied. It allows you to turn on all of the 70 trillion cells in your body simultaneously. You'll have a much richer experience in your life by working with the living light breath in the morning, activating your pineal gland. It really can help you feel safer.
Well, when I was in the business world, and this is a long time ago, back in the 80s, and I was using this pineal, and I was selling to major companies all over the United States, but I was using 366 senses, and they were using 5. Who had the advantage of a sale? I could sense what they wanted. I could sense where they were, and I didn't use it against them. I just built on those senses to create how I wanted to sell my product.
Now the pineal gland, we have found by activating it, has allowed us to have a greater compassionate, empathetic awareness of individuals that we meet in everyday life. Not just the people that come to us for sessions or the people that come to our workshops or courses, but just being able to recognize and sense. Now, sensing is different than feeling, and we've had long discussions on what that means in different parts of the world. When we're suggesting that you become more sensitive and less reactive, we're asking you to be sensing energy without having to feel it. That means that sensing is something you are aware of. You are increasing your own awareness. You're aware of energy. You're aware of something outside you first. Outside you. It doesn't have to come close to you so that you feel it within your body, that you feel it in your heart, that you feel it in your gut, that you feel it in some place that begins to hurt. We want you to be able to sense it before it gets to your feeling space.
And a very simple thing is, do you know how you feel before you get or meet somebody? How do you feel? What do you feel about yourself? How do you sense? And if you sense something else, it's them. It's not you. It's you're sensing them, so you know what it is, but you don't have to feel it. So it's just so subtle and so gentle. That way you can go into a mall. You could sense everything. There could be 1,000 people. I could sense them all, but I definitely don't need to feel all of them because there's nothing any of them need to reflect back to me.
So when we're talking about sensing energy, what if a coworker that you have to sit right next to has had a bad day? You can sense it, but you don't have to take that energy so close to you that you have to feel it within yourself. That allows you, by being more sensitive, to have compassion for their experience, sensing it empathically, but not physically feeling it so that it begins to overwhelm your own emotional state. Do you even know what your own vibration feels like within yourself? One of the reasons that we're excited about teaching you this living light breath today is because when you activate your pineal gland, you will begin to feel within yourself what your body's vibration feels like.
Okay, so let's get to the, we're going to go to the second part now. Like I said, you can read this, and there's lots of information, but we're going to talk about the horror point. Now, the horror point, again, is right behind the belly button, about an inch, okay? And the reason it's so important is we want to heal the lower three chakras, okay? And the lower three chakras is sexual chakra, survival chakra. We want to heal that. Just because of life experiences, we want to heal the balance between our male and female within inside us. And we want to heal the issues of power and control. So most of us have issues with those three chakras, and this is the point that allows us to get in control of those three chakras so we can eventually heal those parts to where we can move back into our heart.
So our hara point, or what in Chinese they call the lower ten tien, is the very center of our body. And we're going to continue giving you all of this information until we progress to giving you the living light technique.
And so now we're going to just take a short break, and we'll be right back to talk about the hara point.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the Internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319 1-706-219-1319 HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about the pineal, and then we're just talking about the hara point, or the center. If you were laying down and there was a string right in the center of your body, that would be about where the hara point is.
And if a magician came along and held up that string and pulled it upwards, your body would be completely balanced. Even though some of you have very long legs, I don't. My legs are shorter. However, my hara point is still the very center of my body. It's the perfect place of balance for us. It is where our human chakras connect. in order that we can remember that we are choosing to be in our human self, deal with the issues of our human self, so that we can then work on our spiritual self. But until we heal the issues of human self in our lower three human chakras, we cannot develop and activate our higher spiritual chakras. It won't happen. They'll always be balanced. Our lower three chakras are the foundation blocks that have to be in perfect order and healed, functioning perfectly, in order for us to develop the rest of our spiritual chakras. If they're not working correctly, our upper chakras are not going to be balanced anyway.
And you know, most people, when we're working with them, have a line right across their belly where they have shut down the lower three chakras. They actually have drawn a line and say, I don't want to deal with those chakras. Now, I want you to do this. I want you to take a deep breath. Just take a breath. Breathe in through your nose. And breathe and center yourself down into your horror point and hold your breath.
In other words, take the focus of your breath and move it down in towards your belly button.
And hold it. And see what happens. Now see, there's a slight pressure or energy going out between your legs.
Go ahead and exhale. You have to hold your breath.
Yeah. So what we want to do is we want to double lock. So we want to lock off so that air does not go out between our legs, and we want to take our tummy and we want to move it in so we can be in control of those three chakras. We are in control. There is nobody else. There's no memories. There's no thoughts. There's no people. We are in control of those three chakras. Now, again, there's lots of information about the horror point in the book. And we're not reading it all because it would take us actually probably two shows to get this thing all done.
So now visualize at your belly button, in the front of your belly button, as if somebody had a button there, okay? And that button has a string attached to the back side of the button so that it's inside yourself. Directly from your belly button to your spine is called the Ming Men. The Ming Men is the doorway to what a Taoist call the gateway of living and dying. There's a little string pulling your hara point, pulling your belly button out your back. It's parallel to your waist, so just pull on that string. And what that does is it pulls your hara point in towards your spine. It just tucks your hara, your belly button, into your core.
Okay, if you just take this, just like there's a string coming out your belly, and you pull it, your belly goes in. That's it. So that is, there's one lock. Okay, now the second lock is we're going to close off our anus, okay, or our bottom.
Our perineum.
Our perineum. Very nice. That's a nice way of saying anus.
Well, women who've ever done Kegels after birthing babies know exactly what that space
okay.
is. Just if you're going to the bathroom, just close it off and stop
okay.
the string.
So now take a deep breath, breathe into your nose, and center yourself down into your pineal.
Bring the focus of your energy down into your hara point.
Now take that string like in your belly and pull it like your belly goes in.
We're focusing in the hara. Can mention pineal,
the hara.
We're not there
okay.
yet.
Okay, on the hara, I'm sorry. And then close your bottom or anus or perineum, close it. And see, now hold the breath. See? It just sits there.
Very solid. Feels very grounded, doesn't it?
Okay. Go ahead and breathe. Now we'll do it one more time. So just breathe in through our nose and center into your heart point. Lock your bottom and pull the string. Your tummy goes in and just hold like that energy right in your tummy. Okay, and go ahead and breathe. So what we're doing now is we are reconditioning old patterns that have happened to those three energy spots in our body over our lifetime. Okay?
So as Ken said earlier, we're helping to heal our root chakra and whatever traumas that root chakra has had from sexual activity or sexual creativity or even our own sense of passion or lack of passion for life. The second chakra, which is right around the hara point, issues of male and female. The third chakra, our solar plexus, issues of power and control, self, ego, personality, emotions. We're working on healing those lower three human chakras so that they can become good foundational building blocks.
Okay, so let's put this together for you now, and I'm going to go through everything for you so there's nothing there you have to remember. It's just when I tell you to go to that place and double lock, you'll know what it's made up. So what I want you to do now is I want you to think of your fingers and make a mudra position any way you want to on your fingers. And the major purpose of this is to keep energy from blowing out your fingers. So you can use any mudra you feel inclined to, but just go ahead and do that. The second thing I want you to do...
The mudra means that you have to take your thumb and push it on one of your fingers.
Okay.
That means either the first finger or all your fingers, but just so that you're closing off, you're making your fingers into some type of a circle that closes off the energy so that energy doesn't go out your fingertips but continues to circle within.
Okay. Now, the second thing I want you to do is think of your tongue going straight, not straight up, but just laying on the top of your mouth. Now, the top of your mouth is a major meridian point there. Most people blow 30% of their energy out their head all day long. So if you can just lift your tongue just gently straight up on the top of the palate and hold it there.
In other words, the tip of your tongue is behind your teeth. The tip of your tongue does not go on the roof of your mouth. The tip of your tongue lays normally behind your front teeth. So close your mouth. Just close your mouth. You'll find, if you pay attention, that when your mouth is closed, you're not talking, you're not eating, the roof of your mouth, your tongue, hits the roof of your mouth. The tip of your tongue is behind the wind vessel, which is behind your front teeth. And it lays there normally. We're not asking you to move your tongue upwards or do anything else other than just be in its normal place when you close your mouth.
You'll do this technique. Even if you're not doing the pineal, keep focus on keeping your tongue on the roof of your mouth, flat on the roof of your mouth. You can gain some 30% more energy every single day. So wouldn't you want to just try that to see if I'm wrong or not? And so we're going to be taking another short break, and we'll be right back until we put all these things together for you.
Yeah, stay tuned, because we're going to talk more about how you can become more sensitive and less reactive, work with the living light breath, and give yourself more choices.
www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell. The name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships, and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web Radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
Back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about the pineal, and we're just talking about the horror point, and we're putting it all together again, okay?
Into a technique that we've been teaching for many years, and it's called the living light breath. There's many different breathing techniques. This one is going to allow you to become more sensitive by activating your pineal gland. Now, in the earlier segment, we took you through the horror point, and we asked you to focus your breath there. We helped you with the double locks and also putting your tongue on the roof of your mouth just normally so that the tip of your tongue is behind your teeth. Now, when Ken says, breathe up the tube, when you inhale, breathe up the tube, what we're saying is that you're going to imagine or visualize or just feel yourself going up through your pineal, up the silver cord to source or the sun or creator. That's where the information or the energy or your light breath, whatever you want to call it, is going to come down. Then you're going to take that energy, your tongue is on the roof of your mouth, you're going to bring that energy and that direction of energy to your horror gland, your horror point, okay? That horror point is going to lock, then you're going to lock your perineum. That will be one breath. So when he says, breathing up the tube, what we're saying is go up through your pineal, take your focus up through your pineal, up the silver cord, and then you're going to bring all that focus back down, and you're going to bring it to your horror point.
Now remember, we're doing the seven breaths in our horror point first to get us to where we're centered in our body before we move to our pineal. We're actually starting to heal the circuitry in our body, so it makes it easier for you when you go back to your heart.
And we've had some students that have said that when they are learning to hold their breath even longer, one of the things that they do in their horror point is they say, I'm healing my lower chakras, or I'm healing my issues of power and control, or whatever. But for right now, just hold a focus there, because
okay,
we want to get the breath going.
So what we're going to do is seven breaths in the horror point, and then we move to our pineal. And so now, what I want you to do is go ahead and take a deep breath again. Breathe into your nose. And this time I want you to exhale.
Put your hands in a mudra position.
Tongue in the roof of your mouth. And it feels like you're just kind of not falling physically, but just kind of going down in your own mind. And at that point, when you feel like you're going down, breathe up the tube with your nose. Breathe up. And just use your intention of going up the tube like you're going to the sun. And then bring that breath all the way down into your horror point and double lock. Close your anus, pull your tummy in, and hold it. Now, we all hold our breath differently, so we won't hold it very long. But I want you to hold it as long as you can when you're by yourself. Now, exhale, release.
Release all the locks.
Okay.
And you're going to exhale by blowing out your mouth, which means you're also releasing your tongue and the mouth at that time.
That's one breath. Now here we go. We're going to breathe up the tube, down to the horror point, double lock. Hold it. Hold it. Exhale, release. That's the second. Now, breathe up the tube like you're going to the sun in your mind. Then bring that breath back down into your horror point and double lock. Exhale, release. Now again, visualizing in your mind, breathing up the tube, down to your heart point, double lock. Tongue in the roof of your mouth, fingers in the mudra position. Hold it. Hold it. Exhale, release. Now, breathe up the tube. I can visualize the sun, and you bring that sun back into your heart point or that light, double lock. Exhale, release. Now again, breathe up the tube, down to your heart point, double lock. Hold it, hold it. Exhale, release. Okay, this is the seventh breath. Breathe up the tube, take that life breath down to the heart point, double lock. Okay, exhale, release. Now this time, we will not lock any longer. Now, this time, I want you to breathe up the tube. This time, center in your pineal, okay? Right in the center of your head, above your ears, between your eyes. Just bring it back and hold your breath, no longer locking. Keep your tongue in the roof of your mouth. Keep in mudra position and hold your breath. This time I want you to hold your breath as long as comfortable for you and breathe whenever you need to breathe up the tube, recentering in your pineal. I will not tell you to do that. You do it when you need to do it, when you feel comfortable or feel like you need to breathe, but keep centering in your pineal, no longer locking, no longer in your heart point. Now the question, does it feel expansive or does it feel like you're moving inward? Does it feel quiet? Does it feel still? Now see, what we have done over the years, we've been practicing this now for some 17, 18 years now, and what we've done is we've done all kinds of ways of bringing in energy and trying to do all we can to enhance these places. Okay. Now, what we do, in the morning you would do the whole breathing into the heart point, into the pineal, and it takes about 10 minutes to do that. But then, let's say after lunch, you don't really have that 10 minutes. So then you can just close your eyes, breathe up the tube, recenter in your pineal, and go on about your rest of the day. The main thing we're doing the whole breath is to recondition those lower parts of our body to where we don't loop when we move back into our heart.
Now, it's possible that you will find yourself doing this in about 5 or 6 minutes in the morning. It won't take 10 minutes, but the longer you can hold your breath on each of the breaths, the more you will heal your lower chakras, and then the longer you can help hold your breath when you are centering in your pineal and continue, the greater you will activate your pineal or your pineal gland. And that's the whole purpose of this living light breath.
So again, there is not one single technique in spirituality that you can't learn. It's just sometimes people haven't learned those techniques. But over, you know, looking over the thousands of years, they've been taught. So now we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back to answer any questions and to go over the whole technique again.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319.
Attention Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jaclyn Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Today we've been talking about the living life breath, being in the pineal, being in the heart point, and then the living life breath, putting them all together and doing this technique, which we just went through in the last segment.
Using the living life breath, becoming more sensitive and less reactive, is actually going to give you more choices in your life. And the first question that we hear is, well, what do you mean it's going to give me more choices? Well, instead of you having some occurrence the same way it's always been, what if you've been practicing this living life breath? Say you've been practicing it for a couple days, and then, oh, here comes the same individual that somehow or another gets under your skin in the same kind of way, or they say something that they know triggers a certain response from you. But it's not really a response, it's a reaction. You know what those are called. Those are those knee-jerk reactions where instantly you fire something back or you say something and then afterwards you either regret it or you think, well, I could have done it better or should have, could have, would have. And then by then the other individual has energetically what we call looped you or hooked you because they've gotten a reaction that they expected and you are once again in an old pattern. When you are centering yourself into your pineal gland...
Let me ask you this. Why does that happen?
It's called life.
No, why? How do we do that? How do we keep attracting to ourselves these patterns over and over and over? How are we built to do that?
We're built to do that because we move... When we were younger, we all centered in our heart. We'd open up our heart and we'd say, oh, I'm going to love somebody. And then we connect heart to heart. This is the way we're built. Physically, we are built to connect heart to heart. But what happens is when we fall in love with someone or we make love with someone, we begin to go from our heart chakra down to our root chakra, over to their root chakra, up to their heart chakra, back to our heart, and it becomes a spiral. It becomes a loop, what we call energetic looping. Now, we don't even have to make love with someone to have that energetic looping going on because we connect heart to heart and we drop down into our emotions and our gut and it connects with them, and here we're doing the same thing. We're spiraling an energy back and forth and back and forth.
And here's the troubling part, I would say. We become addicted to those patterns that we've been in all of our life. And we don't realize we're addicted to it, but we're addicted energetically to the patterns that we have experienced over and over and over.
Now, we're conditioned to say that an addiction is not a good thing. And when we say that we're addicted to it, what we're saying is we've become so comfortable that we don't even realize what we're doing until after we've done it. It's just a pattern that we're doing.
But we do know some people are better at it than others, because we know those people who constantly use our energy and get off on it.
Mm-hmm. They trigger us, they grab our energy, walk off, they're feeling good, and we're feeling wiped out.
Okay.
You all know people that can do that for
and
you.
Here's another thing I wanted to say to you. When we talk about your tongue on the roof of your mouth, we're talking about it flat, okay? If you were in some different kinds of group, they would have you cut the bottom part of your tongue to where your tongue would go straight up. And in different parts, if you could put your tongue in the back of your neck, that would create you to go comatose. So we're not messing around with our tongue. Our tongue is this flat surface right up to the roof of our mouth, which we're connecting that meridian point to where energy starts to cosmic loop in our body.
That's why we're saying that when your tongue is normal and flat in your mouth, when your mouth is closed, the tip of your tongue is generally against your front teeth, your upper front teeth, not your lower front teeth. Okay? That's where the tip of your tongue goes.
And we're also saying, if you do that, just that part, and you do it all day long, put a little note where you're working or a little color or something till you keep reminding you to put your tongue there, you can pick up some 30% more energy that you are blowing out the top of your head or out between your legs all day long.
Reiki practitioners and other energy workers call this the Hui Yin breath, where they put your tongue on the roof of your mouth, close off the perineum, and it creates a circuit of energy. That circuit of energy is also called the microcosmic orbit. Many of you have heard this in different ways. This breath technique incorporates many ancient ways of harnessing energy within your body so that it's available for your use every day.
And also remember, when we talk about doing the mudra, we're talking about taking your thumb, touching one finger, all fingers, or touching your hand. Any way you have a mudra that you have feel very connected to, all we're looking for is energy doesn't blow out your fingers, okay? And also remember the double lock, okay? Locking the perineum or closing your anus to where it's closed, and then take your belly and just like you're pulling it in, like your belly's going in. That's a double lock when we go down to the hara point, okay? Remember, we have 7 breaths in the hara point. And if you go to the book and you look up the end
of
the
book is called The Way It Works.
And you go right to that section. Let me just be sure.
But they also don't even have to go all the way to the book. If they want to just work with the Living Light breath itself, it has its very own little link right on our homepage.
Okay.
Called The Living Light Breath. But if you want to read more about the hara point and the pineal, then you'll go to chapters 22, 23, and 24 in The Way It Works, which is free to read on the website.
And we have it step by step by step exactly what to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
All right.
I just heard another question pop into my head from somebody who says, well, I'm really a busy person, and here you are giving me yet another technique to help myself, and when am I supposed to find time to do this technique? And I'm here to tell you, if you're as busy as I am doing everything that has to be done in one day, I have to do what I need to get done before I get out of bed. Because the minute my feet hit the floor, I'm off and running. Isn't that the way most of us are? So I generally wake up a little bit before I wake up, you know, where you start rousing a little from sleep, but you're not really ready to get up, and maybe it's before an alarm, and you know you've got about 5 minutes. That's when I do my Living Light breath, in the bed, before my feet hit the floor. It's so easy, I get it out of the way, and then during the day, if I feel something and I need to check in, or I'm feeling a little bit out of balance, I just breathe straight up into my pineal again. It gives me those subtle senses, gives me an awareness, pulls me back into the right and left sides of my brain, and I move on with my day.
Okay.
So we know we've given you a lot of information today, a lot of food for thought. We hope we've intrigued you to go onto our website and look for even more stuff. Remember, everything you've heard today is free. We've got over 5,000 free pages on kenpage.com. You can also listen to us every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern time. You can email us at office@kenpage with any of your questions. We'll also send you a free copy of The Way It Works if you email us and say you heard us on healthylife.net. Don't forget to send us your mailing address so we can ship your book to you by regular mail.
Okay, this is Ken Page and Nancy Nestor. Many blessings. I hope you enjoyed our show today.
Heart and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit kenpage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you're interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com. www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.